Hey guys, this is my first Q&A show that I answer any tech questions about phones or anything about Apple, anything dealing with technology. And sometimes people have questions about, you know, about this and that, and of course I like to answer them and provide that value to towards you guys. And you know, people around this time ask questions about phones. Should I upgrade? Things like that. And my first question comes from Vicky. She sent me an email. And you can email me at Sleon, S-L-E-O-N, at SleonProductions.com. That's S-L-E-O-N, at SLEONProductions.com. Anything concerning about technology, rumors, anything, you have any advice, how to do this and that, how do I, you know, what's the best app to download for this particular situation? But anyways, this is the question from Vicky. Good morning, Santiago. I need your advice on getting a new cell phone. My current one is falling since it's old, and I have a Samsung 5. I want to buy another Samsung, and I'm interested on the Samsung Note 9. I can't afford an Apple, meaning iPhone. What do you think? Well, the Samsung Note 9 actually came out last year. The Note 10 actually already came out last month. Now, the 9 is probably a little bit more cheaper than the 10. The 10 right now costs around $1,000 to $1,200. But the Note might be less. I think around $700-$800. Now, if you buy the previous year model, it's okay. I totally think it's totally fine to do that. It's like the spec wear is slightly, you know, different, but you'll buy it for cheaper. And of course, I'm thinking you're probably gonna buy it in straight up cash rather than a plan. But if you do either or, it'll be cheaper. But yeah, Samsung Note 9 is not a bad purchase to buy. Samsung Note 10, if you're not really, you know, if you can afford a few $100, get the latest and greatest. But 9 is not that bad. Now, 8 would be wholly a whole different thing. I would not recommend it. But 9 is not too bad. It's not too late. And I bet Samsung buy, you know, has like a discount price on that. So it should be okay to go that route. Other than that, I will recommend to look at other phones as well. Mike Gonzalez says, I have a Samsung Note 9, and he loves it. It's a great phone. Samsung is a very durable phone. It runs on Android, which, by the way, Android 10 came out it came out today. Heard some positive reviews, haven't used it. But Samsung's a good phone. It's the other alternative to the iPhone. Which the new iPhone is tend to be announced this month and should be released by the end of the month, if not October, but it's probably the end of the month. But Samsung is definitely a good phone, good device. I've seen other people use it. They have Samsung Pay. I think they have face recognition as well. And they have no headphone jack, so it's they're kind of mirroring with the iPhone. But yeah, the Note 9 is really good. Samsung Fold is also another alternative, but that's a newer device, which I will wait till next year or 2 years from now just to get the technology perfected, because they had a issue with it earlier this year. But yeah, I would recommend Samsung Note 9. Nothing anything later than that, earlier than that, like an 8. Don't get an 8 or a 7. Get the 9 or above. And if you can, I'm an Apple guy. I have an iPhone 10, but I'm going to upgrade this year to the iPhone 11, which the rumor has it that it's going to be having three cameras, and it'll be way better quality. So there you have it. Like I said, if you have any questions about technology, what phones to use, what app to use, what's going on with Apple TV Plus, things like that, you can always email me at Sleon@SleonProductions.com or go to SleonProductions.com. You can reach me on Twitter, on Facebook, email, and you could actually call me, but I love to answer the questions here live. And of course, this is not just live, but also be in podcast format. But my question for you is, do you prefer a Samsung or an iPhone? Do you prefer the regular Galaxy? Or do you prefer the Note? Let me know in the comments and comments below and see what you think. But really excited about this year's phones. I think people are saying, well, the iPhone 11 doesn't look too much of an upgrade. I think the camera is going to be a big deal. The camera has been the focus on these phones for a while now. And they're definitely replacing those little portable cameras. But the Nikons or the Canons, those are hard to replace. Those are necessary evils. But other than that, yeah, really looking forward to it. The Apple event should be announced this week. I mean, and should happen like in 2 weeks by now. We'll see. We'll get the invitation. Hurricane happened this past weekend. I doubt they would delay the announcement. I think by Friday you'll see the announcement of the new Apple event. We'll see what happens. So far, it's just an iPhone announcement, perhaps an iPad, and MacBook Pro will probably be next month. But there has to be something else. It feels like there's something missing there. And there has been rumors about AR glasses. I heard that rumor today. So that might appear as early as this year. I mean, they could announce it like this year, but it might not be released till January or sometime next year. But I think that's been on the works. I think that might be the big surprise announcement. It could happen this month, the announcement, or next month. There might be an October announcement, and which it might be there. But I got a feeling it'd be this month because you want to put the best in September. October is like the secondary type of announcements. But anyways, shoot me a message and let me know if you have any email, any tech questions. Really excited to answer it. And keep in mind, guys, eventually you have to upgrade sooner or later. That's my rule. But anyways, God bless, and I'll see you next time for any questions. We're hopefully trying to do this weekly, if not monthly, and I love to answer these questions because I think it's great, great content. But yeah, iPhone, Samsung, this is the time. This month is the time where you see a lot of upgrades. You see a lot of new technology, new products announced. And they're doing this for Christmas time. You know, people are going to buy these devices for Christmas, for a gift, you know. So definitely consider you know, looking out for these announcements. And you can follow me on SleonProductions.com or on Twitter or on Instagram at Sleon, S-E-L-E-O-N. And we'll let you know what are the new gadgets. You know, it's a very important. The phones have become a vital role in people's lives now, unfortunately, but you can't leave your house without a phone. That's what I figured. So texting, everything you need. Anyways, have a good night. Have a good night. Have a good day wherever you're at. And don't forget to message, comment, leave a comment below, share this video, and I'd love to answer your questions. Goodbye.